Bodhidharma, the early shamans and Taoist recluses may have formed the principles of living tea, but it was the Buddhists that steeped China in the way of tea. Buddhism spread throughout Asia from India, mostly due to the efforts of the Emperor Ashoka, 304 BCE to 232 BCE, who sent out emissaries to proselytize as far as the Middle East and Southeast Asia. Buddhist thought most likely came to China through Tibet, fostering cultural exchange on its way. When new religions enter the lifeways of a people, they very rarely replace the previous ones completely. Anthropologists call this phenomenon syncretism, referring to the ways that the old and new religions are blended to form new systems of thought. The first Buddhist monks that came to China found that their understanding had a great affinity with the Taoist ideals already established there. The new religion that formed out of this dialogue was Chan, or Zen, as it is called in Japanese and often English. The combination of earlier Taoist, Confucian, and then Buddhist thought would guide the art, literature, culture, government, and society of China for all the centuries to come. As the old saying goes, a Chinese wears a Confucian cap, Taoist robe, and Buddhist sandals. Bodhidharma, or Da Mo in Chinese, is the legendary first patriarch of Chan Buddhism. They say that it was he who crossed over the mountains to bring the teachings of the Buddha to the Middle Kingdom. He is often depicted with a scraggly beard and a ferocious grimace on his face, sometimes practicing kung fu, for it would be the Buddhist monks who would also go on to develop most of the early martial arts traditions, needing to protect themselves in the disorderly and untamed wilderness of ancient China. According to legend, Bodhidharma was a very critical master, and when he first came to China, wouldn't teach anyone, as he couldn't find a pupil worthy of being his disciple. He then decided to retreat for 9 years of meditation. During one of the longer nights of his vigil, he began to feel drowsy. The great leonine monk's eyes disobeyed his will and fluttered closed for but a second. In a rage, Bodhidharma tore off his own eyelids and tossed them to the ground. And, as the story goes, his divine eyelids sprouted the first tea trees. Obviously, This story eliminates the power tea has to sharpen the mind and keep us awake, improving meditation. It also acclaims the strong determination that is a Buddhist ideal when practicing meditation. Eventually, the first patriarch would take on a pupil. The poor student had been pestering him to learn for several years, but Bodhidharma didn't think that the young man was devoted enough. Finally, Hui Ke, as he was called, cut off his own arm and brought it to the old sage as a testament of his willingness. He would then go on to become the second patriarch of Chan Buddhism and, as the legend goes, further the spread of the religion throughout China. The role that early Buddhism played in the spread of tea cannot be overstated. Both Yunnan and the other provinces where tea was first farmed, like Sichuan, are on the trade route between Tibet and China. Beginning in a region where tea was such a part of daily spiritual practice, ensured that the followers of Chan would also do so. In fact, some of the early patriarchs that followed Bodhidharma in mythic succession, like the one-armed Hui Ke, were said to have studied Taoism prior to learning Chan. Moreover, all the most famous teas in China came from mountains that also have important monasteries on them. Perhaps some of them are even founded on places where special strains of wild tea were found growing. I don't think it would be a presumption either to suggest that in Chan Zen monasteries, the act of farming itself was considered a meditation, as novices and masters alike were encouraged to take part in all the daily activities of the monastery, cultivating awareness during mundane tasks. Legends aside, it seems obvious that as the new religion mingled with the old, the Taoist sages would no doubt have passed the leaf on to the monks, especially since it was already the well-established custom when travelers met, the bowls over which deep discussions were held, and the sustenance of transmitted wisdom. Of course, at least some of these Buddhist monks, being sensitive meditators themselves, would have also recognized the power tea has to facilitate meditation and calm, and quickly adopted it as their own. The people would think of these Chan masters in the same way they had the Taoist cloud walkers as immortals. The legend of Bodhidharma clearly elucidates their perspective on tea and the way in which Cha Dao became an integral part of their daily practice. Early reports from travelers to China offer us testimony that in many of the monasteries, tea was offered to the Buddha as a sacrament itself, a part not only of living Chan, Zen, but something sacred and otherworldly in its own right, which, of course, is a sentiment expressed by the legend of Bodhidharma as well.